Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Friday, December 4th. I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick, and this is the 5-Minute Drill brought to you by Up5 Media. To kick off your Friday morning, we'll be covering everything from an update on weekly jobless claims to one very cold item that's about to become a very hot commodity for the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. Now, with all that in mind, let's begin. Now on this show, we have covered a lot about the success of the major stock market indexes, and it's apparent that they are growing and reaching new records over and over again. But when talking about the economy, one question to consider is, how's the labor market? Well, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Labor reported that for the week ending on November 28th, there were 712,000 new filings for jobless claims. This is a 10% decrease from the week before, and the lowest it's been during the pandemic. Now, this update is important because it shows the fact that companies are continuing to hire employees despite the fact that the number of COVID cases in the U.S. has been growing. It's also important to keep in mind that while this may be good news about the state of the job market, weekly jobless claims are still significantly higher than they were pre-pandemic. In fact, if you take a look at the data posted by the DOL, weekly claims around this time last year were roughly 200,000. Now, our second story this morning moves us to the oil industry, which is continuing to see companies cut their budgets in order to offset the damages caused by the pandemic. Earlier this week, we saw ExxonMobil cut down their spending for the next few years by several billion, and now their competitor Chevron is doing the same. Chevron said yesterday that its capital spending budget next year would only be $14 billion, and that the company would not spend any more than $16 billion through 2025, both of which is much less compared to their original plans to spend up to $22 billion annually. This decision also comes after the company reportedly lost nearly $5 billion this year. So as we get closer to the distribution of COVID vaccines, there are a lot of questions that are being asked, like who will get them first and how quickly will they be produced? Well, another question to consider is where and how will they be stored? If you may not have already known, COVID-19 vaccines have to be shipped and stored at very cold temperatures. Pfizer's vaccine, for example, has to be stored at negative 70 degrees Celsius or negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. So in preparation for this distribution process, many are turning to dry ice, which has a temperature of around negative 78 degrees Celsius. And in response to this high demand, dry ice producers all around the U.S. are preparing to boost their levels of production. Some companies that are trying to get a head start include the UPS, which increased its production capacity to 1,200 pounds an hour. And according to the Wall Street Journal, ColdJet LLC has quadrupled its production of dry ice making equipment this year. So I'm sure most of you know by this point that social media companies have been in a lot of hot water with both the US and EU governments this year. Well, our fourth story today takes a look at an update from the US Department of Justice that is putting Facebook further down that boiling pot, as the Trump administration is now suing the company. Yesterday, the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ filed a 17-page complaint against Facebook, alleging that between 2018 and 2019, the company had hired at least 2,600 foreign workers with H-1B visas, as it was looking to sponsor them for permanent resident permits. Now, if a company in the U.S. is going to hire an immigrant and then sponsor their resident permit, it is legally required to show that they could not find any qualified American citizens for that job. The department said, quote, Facebook intentionally created a hiring system in which denied qualified U.S. workers a fair opportunity to learn about and apply for jobs. As for Facebook's response to this lawsuit, a spokeswoman for the company said, quote, it has been cooperating with the DOJ in its review of this issue, and while we dispute the allegations in the complaint, we cannot comment further on pending litigation. Now, for our last story today, we take a look at a decision by Warner Brothers that is meant to make up for the decreased foot traffic to theaters. The company announced a one-year plan yesterday to debut all of their upcoming movies in 2021, both on HBO Max and in cinemas. This decision comes after the company's move to release Wonder Woman 1984 the same way on Christmas. CEO of WarnerMedia Studios, Ann Sarnoff, said in a statement, quote, we know new content is the lifeblood of theatrical exhibition, but we have to balance this with the reality that most theaters in the U.S. will likely operate at a reduced capacity throughout 2021. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we hope you have a fantastic and relaxing weekend, and we look forward to catching you Monday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.